So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM. It begins in Orlando, Florida, and travels steadily to the west, beaming across North America and planet Earth, and into your head. The world of safety never stops. And now, the Safety FM podcast and broadcast with Dr. Jay Allen.
Well, hello and welcome to this glorious edition of the Jay Allen Show. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. So let's start talking about right away the monkey in the room, because I need to talk about it. Last week on Friday, I had totally lost my voice. And guess what I did not show up to do? Well, I didn't show up to do the Safety FM Mini. So no, you didn't miss it. No, it wasn't gone. No, it didn't vanish. No. None of that stuff. It was 100% on me where I messed up because I didn't have a voice and didn't record something ahead of time, which I normally don't try to record any of these. Pre-event, I kind of try to do them as close to real time. So like if like this episode right now, I'm recording it probably about an hour before it's going to drop, give or take. I'm just letting you know. That's just kind of how close to real time I want things to be. That's just how it happened. So I apologize that I was not here. Just couldn't really do much of anything around it in regards of trying to get everything set up. But anyways, today I want to talk about something that we can talk a little bit about, have a discussion about, and really think about. And that's what is analysis of paralysis and how to overcome it. And you know that we all have dreams and goals and we want to achieve them, but sometimes our drive for perfection can be, well, detrimental to the things that we want to accomplish. Analysis paralysis is a phenomenon that occurs when our focus on decision-making gets us in the way of actually acting on those decisions. It's like being stuck between two paths but need to be more information or courage to take on one. And I mean, let's be realistic. As what you and I do for work, this is not very uncommon to have that moment of, oh, crap, I'm not sure what to do, because that's kind of how it goes. So if this sounds familiar, don't worry. You're not alone. You're not the only person this is occurring to. So on today's episode, we'll discuss what analysis of paralysis is and how you can recognize it and overcome it. So if you can get back on track on achieving what your dreams are. So if we have to give a description of what analysis for paralysis is, it's the state of overanalyzing decisions to a point where no decision is ever reached or action taken. The phenomenon occurs when the individual focuses too much on assessing every possible outcome, often leading to unnecessary stress and undesirable results. It can be a significant obstacle to a goal achievement due to the overwhelming mental exhaustion caused by deliberating too much to one aspect of a problem. I mean, think about it. There's so many different outcomes that you can think of as a safety professional on why certain decisions should not be made. So have you ever been in a situation where you are facing a decision, but you cannot help but feel like making it the one that's going to be impossible? If so, you probably have experienced the phenomenon of analysis paralysis. And you know how daunting it can be. The problem is that in many cases, the inability to make a decision that will eventually lead to you missing out on opportunities. But don't let that scare you. We are here to show you on some tips on how to deal with some of these issues. But first, let's take a look at what causes your brain to freeze and, when you're kind of facing some of these hard decision-making times. So I guess the first question you might want to ask yourself is, why are you experiencing this? Have you ever stared at a blank sheet of paper so long that your mere thought of starting to write fills you with the dread and stress? That's analysis paralysis in action. Analysis paralysis occurs when we get stuck in a circle of overanalyzing instead of taking action. It's incredibly common for us to be presented with certain choices or tasks yet feel overwhelmed and unable to take the further steps. Some decisions are actually challenging to make, and we may think of our conscious minds trying to figure out what's the best course of the action that needs to happen next. It's kind of how it goes. But this is not entirely the case of analysis paralysis. It's often a result of an unconscious fear of failure or unconscious desire of perfectionism. When we become fixated on achieving a perfect outcome, it becomes easy to fall into the trap of never actually taking action. So now that we have covered that, the what and the why, it's time to talk a little bit about how. As you take a listen as we're discussing this, you're going to find out how you can beat analyst paralysis. I think I'm trying to set a record on how many times I can say that combination of words. So what ways to overcome analyst paralysis? While analyst paralysis is sometimes we often encounter in ourselves and others, it does not mean that you can't beat it. In fact, we want to present you with a few solutions that can make a big difference when applied in decision-making process. So perfect is not always the objective, and I think that people sometimes tend to get lost in some of that. Trying to be perfect can bring an overwhelming feeling of anxiety and paralyzing inability to move forward. While perfection is certainly something that we strive for, the truth of the matter is that an unrealistic expectation too often is an excuse to delay an action to be taken. The key of getting out of analysis paralysis lies in being able to take the step back from the false ideal and accept of, you know, the sometimes good enough, really, that's all we need. After all, no one ever achieved anything significant by being too fixated on every single detail. Hold on, let me double check that as I say that. Oh yeah, that's right. So let's talk about this. And I know that if you hung out with Sheldon Private and I, we talked about some of the concepts of baby steps, and I think we should apply some of them here. Baby steps, sometimes making decisions can seem like a vast, overwhelming mountain that we have to climb, and feeling stuck at the bottom of the being at the very high level of stress. But instead of stressing out and being overwhelmed by the enormity of the task, try breaking it down into smaller steps, you know, things that are a little bit more achievable. Not only will this make it everything seem a little bit less daunting, but it's also one of the best ways to beat analysis paralysis. Yay! You know how important that's going to be. So while a big decision may be intimidating at a first glance, take solace in the fact that many little victories will be won along the way. The other portion is identify the objective. Do you ever feel so overwhelmed by the number of options that you can choose that you simply stand there just staring mindlessly? In this situation, then it might be the time to for an objective check. How does one go about doing that? Well, simply identifying the primary goal of your task is constantly reminding yourself about what it will help you break away from the analysis paralysis, because that's what is going to be important. How are you going to break yourself away from this? By simply identifying some of these things. So staying firm in that belief can help you keep your motivation strong and prevent of more wasted time spent deliberating on which route to take. So quickly advance, but effective nonetheless, because that's going to be the important portion. So if I would have to say, if you kind of have to put this into a bottom line, a conclusion, or tying it all together, hopefully some of this made sense, and it will help you understand what analysis paralysis is and why it happens and how you can overcome it. The next time that you find yourself in a state of analysis paralysis, remember to take a step back, reflect, and let your goal guide you. And if it all else fails, just flip a coin. Maybe that's the easier transaction to do in the long run. I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.